Dear shareholder, hello and very good morning to all of you. This is Hemal Sadiwala, Company Secretary of the Cera Sanitaryware Limited, welcoming you all for the 22nd Annual General Meeting of the Cera Sanitaryware Limited. In view of outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic and social distancing norms to be followed, the Government of India, Ministry of Corporate Affairs has allowed the company to conduct their annual general meeting through video conferencing. And accordingly, our company is conducting its 22nd annual general meeting through video conferencing. Our board of directors, including Mr. Vikram Somani, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, Mrs. Deepshikha Khaitan, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Atul Sanghvi, Executive Director and CEO, Mr. Ayush Bagla, Executive Director, are present through video conference. Mr. Jugal Kishore Taparia, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee and Stakeholder Relationship Committee, Mr. Surendra Singh Baid, Independent Director and Chairman of Nomination and Remuneration Committee, Mr. Shajan Kumar Pasari, Independent Director, Mr. Lalit Kumar Bohania, Independent Director, and Ms. Akruti Jain, Woman Independent Director, are present through video conference. Mr. Rajesh B. Shah, Chief Financial Officer of the company, Mr. Niren Nagri, Proprietor from NM Nagri and Company Statutory Auditors, and Mr. Umesh Parikh, Secretarial Auditors, are also present through video conference. Members attending the meeting through video conferencing are counted for the purpose of quorum under Section 103 of the Companies Act 2013. In today's meeting, requisite quorum is present. The meeting is considered to be in order. Now I request Mr. Vikram Somani, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, to address to the shareholders.
Dear share owners, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the 22nd Annual General Meeting of your company, Cera Sanitaryware Limited. This is the 40th year of operations for Cera Sanitaryware, with its first manufacturing facility at this location, Kadhi, in Mehsana district in Gujarat. This is also the first AGM for the company which has been conducted on a virtual platform. I would really like to thank you for sparing the time to join us today. I sincerely hope you and your family members are safe and healthy in these unprecedented times. We at Cera strongly believe that the company's manufacturing excellence, focused business model, and financial prudence over the years have been instrumental in enabling a track record of consistent growth. The execution of these financial principles has resulted in the rating from CRISIL, part of the Standard & Poor's group, reaffirming the A1 plus rating for the commercial paper program. The rating firm CARE has also given us the AA rating for long-term debt. This has enabled Cera to comfortably withstand and to an extent even thrive in the midst of many challenges. The current pandemic is one such temporary phenomena where we have been able to take timely action to contain the impact on your company's resources, which include human resources, plant and fixed asset resources, and intellectual property resources. We have been successful in decoupling our growth and profitability and therefore financial return matrices from the performance of the real estate sector. We have accomplished this on the back of five major themes. First, low capex business model. The last 2 years have seen the Indian economy being challenged with subdued growth rates, heightened uncertainty, and moderated consumer sentiments. The focused efforts in implementing low receivable days, high internal liquidity, and focus on efficiency has resulted in improved and higher asset returns and ratios. Second, Cera has been highly focused on the retail market. This segment of consumers is most profitable with fairly inelastic demand and a bias towards higher value products. The retail percentage of sale for the financial year 1920 is 74.7%. The number has been progressively rising over the last 5 years. The project customers are as important for Cera. We engage with large national and mid-sized local developers and from large-scale project management companies. Third, manufacturing excellence. Our investment in adding capabilities and automating key manufacturing processes over the last 2 years and also in FY 19-20 have paid off. The recent Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative by the central government is a validation of CERA's philosophy on not relying on imports, but manufacturing in-house at global scale and product quality. Fourth, a comprehensive brand pyramid. CERA has followed a prudent mix of products, tapping the customer base across various income groups. It offering spans the entire range with products for affordable housing brand G to the main brand CERA, which has products across the mass and premium category, a premium brand Senator, and finally, the luxury brand Isvia. The CERA brand has 27 sub-brands to address varied consumer needs based on design, price, size, and features. The government's focus on housing for all via Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, via FSI, and other targeted measures are also for this segment of housing. Therefore, the company has been a major beneficiary of these government programs. Fifth, robust distribution reach and dealer partnerships coupled with multi-level and multimedia marketing initiatives. CERA has 10 company-owned and company-operated experience centers in major metros and high sales concentration areas. There are 268 dealer-owned and dealer-managed large format points of sale. Below that are 475 retailer-owned and retailer-managed points of sale. CERA has been able to cast its net for customer touch points wide and at minimal capital outlay and recurring cost. This reach directly to consumers. More than 56% of sales is coming from population centers of 10 lakhs and below. Our credit policies are fairly standardized, not very flexible. Our pricing is competitive as CERA products deliver tremendous value for the amount of technology, brand reliability, and after-sales support that goes into each product. Sales via dealers, including retail and project sales via dealers, are 93% of sales. The after-sales team consists of 250 technicians across the country. A customer can make a service request either via 24-hour call center, a customer app, via conducting a dealer. In most cases, the technician visits the customer's premises within 48 hours. Environment, sustainability, and governance, ESG, have been a consistent priority and important themes for CERA. It is a way of life for the company. Those who know CERA well over the years would have recognized the high standards of governance that we practice in all areas of operation. This remains unchanged through the good years and bad years. I appreciate the confidence and faith reposed by the shareholders and the board and the management team. I am optimistic that CERA's strong positioning in the industry and improved macros will help it deliver steady and consistent growth going forward. I look forward to the years ahead with confidence. With these remarks, I hand over the proceedings to Mrs. Deepshikha Khaitan, the Vice Chairman, to go over the new product during FY 19-20 and some products addressing the current pandemic. Thank you.
Dear shareholders, it gives me great pleasure to address you, although virtually, to present to you your company's achievements in the areas of new product launches and marketing initiatives. CERA has been an innovator and technology leader since its inception in 1980 and has kept this up continuously. The pandemic, consequent lockdown, and the emerging new normal have given your company an opportunity to innovate further at a rapid pace. Apart from innovative designs, quality of products, and a wide distribution network, Sera's success is also attributable to its continuous marketing, advertising, and brand promotions since its launch. Your company achieved a top line of 1209 crores in the last financial year. We could have done much better, but for the lockdown due to the pandemic. As you are aware, your company is into four major product categories: sanitaryware, faucetware, tiles, and wellness. Sanitaryware accounts for almost 50% of the turnover. Sanitaryware and faucetware, which are complementary businesses and have common distribution channels, together contribute to 75% of the top line. As part of continuous product improvements and upgradations, Sera launched 760 products in the last year, which accounts for 22% of the total portfolio. Our thrust on product innovations continues with the launch of several new water-saving, touchless, and futuristic products. These introductions will yield better results this year onwards. Sera launched India's first smart installation solution for wall-hung WCs. The smart installation kit, innovated by Sera, helps the product appear seamless. This has been well accepted by the customers as it makes the product look aesthetically better and installation easier. Your company has pioneered wash basins with thin rims, giving more space to the user and also a better appearance. Sera's technical team has also perfected rimless technology for WCs, which are more apt for today's needs of hygiene-conscious consumers. We launched new designs in one-piece WCs, which is now one of the main categories in sanitaryware. These designs cover the requirements of customers in terms of price points and technical features. These are some of the new launches of wall-hung WCs, which are now sought by premium customers. These WCs have latest features like smart installation, rimless construction, and duroplast seat covers. Wall-hung and one-piece WCs have better margins. Introduction of new designs in these two segments are aimed not only at filling the design gaps, but also for better bottom line. We also launched new designs in tabletop basins, which are with thin rims, with and without tap hole provisions. These basins are now the first choice for discerning customers. Your company launched six new collection of faucets with 115 products, filling the gaps in design and price points. These are new age designs and the market has accepted them well. We also launched a new array of hand showers and overhead showers with coordinated designs to enhance the customer's showering experience. The features of these showers range from multifunction to water saving to self-cleaning, to name a few. Today's need of the consumer is hygiene and health. Your company launched several products to appeal to these consumers: touchless sensor taps, hands-free, foot-operated faucets, nano-coated sanitary ware, and antimicrobial cisterns, seat covers, and health faucets. Sera's foot-operated faucet is an ideal, cost-effective solution for hygiene. For public places, touchless sensor urinals are in demand. These urinals are ideal for hotels, malls, schools, etc. Sera believes in providing the features like hygiene to be made available to the masses. With this in view, your company has launched ordinary WCs in rimless variation. Water is becoming one of the scarcest resources, and your company's efforts have always been towards bringing out products which save water without compromising on functions. The new dual flush polymer cistern of Sera can save up to 43,000 liters per annum per household. Sera has always been in the forefront of promoting brand amongst its target customers using television, print, outdoor, and digital. The new television campaign, Kuch Pal Ghar Ke Naam, launched in 9 languages, speaks about the need for spending time and cherishing the moments at home with your loved ones, the home that you have built with so much care and effort. The campaign was aired on all national and regional channels and struck a chord with customers. Sarah also collaborated with popular television reality shows like The Kapil Sharma Show and Big Boss for impact and for creating top-of-mind brand recall. The in-show branding integration gave a lot of visibility to Sarah. Adaptation of the new TVC in print was released in magazines to reach out to architects and developers. The campaign was also exposed on hoardings in select cities. Digital media in India has been on an uptrend, and your company has been using digital and social media to leverage its brand communication. Sarah has also innovated a virtual visit to its display centers for customers. In the current scenario where social distancing is the norm, this helps consumers select products from their drawing rooms through a guided online tour. With the announcement of lockdown, your company launched a digital campaign to create awareness to use the time at home more effectively. A large number of celebrities, architects, trade partners participated in Sarah's Let's Stay Home campaign, making it trend-setting. We overhauled our brand visibility at retail showrooms through improved product displays, point of sale material, and packaging designs. Sarah has actively participated in relevant events by sponsoring architects' meets, developers' conferences, and award shows. We have also organized exclusive events for product launches for the trade, architects, and developers. Sarah display centers are effectively used by organizing get-togethers of architects on various occasions like International Yoga Day, World Toilet Day, World Architecture Day. Your company has been receiving awards for its product, brand, and corporate excellence. Last year too, Sarah received awards such as Super Brand, Trusted Brand, DB Super Brand, Fastest Growing Company, Growth Ambassador of Gujarat, ET Design Wall. Sarah is affiliated with Institute of Indian Interior Designers, Confederation of Real Estate Developers of India, and Indian Green Building Council. Your company continues to hold high standards of excellence in manufacturing, quality parameters, environmental protection, and health and safety norms. In a nutshell, Sarah has been continuously evolving to the ever-changing environment, and we look forward to a better growth in the coming months and years. I thank you for your time and also for reposing confidence in your company, in the management, and in brand Sarah. I now invite Mr. Atul Sanghvi, our Executive Director and CEO, to speak on the technological advancements done in the company's production facilities. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Dear shareholders, it gives me pleasure to share the details of rapid technological advancements your company has undertaken in the last financial year. These are aimed at increasing productivity, quality, and also making Sarah future ready. The emphasis of our Prime Minister has been on making products in India and thereby decreasing dependence on imports. More recently, the vocal for local is observed in the consumer sentiments. The production capacity of any manufacturing unit was considered very important earlier from the point of view of calculating the revenues. However, with the availability of the contract manufacturing for OEM supplies, especially for the low value products, the significance of only capacity has reduced. Ability to design, produce high value and complex designs is what is more important today. This capacity built up is only possible with the induction of the latest technologies in designing and manufacturing. We at Sarah are today capable of designing and producing complicated designs in both sanitary ware and faucet ware. CFD technology has been used by automobile manufacturers for many years for improving the fuel efficiency. Since water is becoming more scarce now, Cera is using CFD technology to bring down the usage of water in flushing at the time of product design itself. I'm quite happy to say that your company is the first sanitary ware manufacturer in the world to use the 3D printing machine to convert a design idea into a finished product. This has cut down the product launch time from the normal 6 months to 6 weeks now. What's more, this 3D printing technology has been co-created by Cera along with an Indian startup. 3D printing machine is also used in our faucetware factory for introducing new designs and pre-testing and design validation. By using the latest high pressure casting technology in sanitary ware, we are able to produce complex designs with high efficiency. Against one piece from one mold per day, the pressure casting machine can produce 24 pieces per day. In faucetware, to complex designs, large volumes using die cast technology. In one finish achieved through robotic glazing in sanitary ware manufacturing. Similarly, in faucet ware, robotic grinding machines and automatic peeling machines are used for perfect body finish. I'm happy that your company, both for sanitary ware and faucet ware manufacturing units, have been certified as zero liquid discharge units. This eliminates the need for audit by the Pollution Control Board. Cera's water consumption, which was earlier 7 lakh liters per day, is now reduced to 5 lakh liters a day, thus a saving of 2 lakh liters per day. This indicates the company's eco-friendly manufacturing operations. With a view to provide better quality products and services, Cera has launched product tracking system right from the first stage of production until it reaches the end customer. Cera's cloud-based CRM helps all its trade partners to have accurate information. CRM is also used for delivering customer care services, thereby improving customer satisfaction. With this, I now invite our Executive Director, Mr. Ayush Bagla, to speak to you on the financials of the company. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Sanghvi. Good morning. Over the next few minutes, I will walk you through some of the core pillars for Cera Sanitary Ware of business strategy, capital allocation, and investor relations. Cera is a zero debt company. There is no long-term debt, and there is a credit line for short-term working capital, which is always underutilized. As we can see from the graph, during each year, we have ensured that the dividend distributed plus capex undertaken does not exceed 2/3 of the operating cash flow generated by the company. Free cash flow has been nearly rupees 50 crores per year for the last 3 financial years. The market capitalization of the company was rupees 63 crores in June 2009, and in June 2020 it has reached rupees 2900 crores. Over a period of 11 years, market cap has grown nearly 50 times. We have a fairly diversified shareholder base. The SEBI norms mandate that a minimum of 25% needs to be non-promoter shareholding, and in our case, we have 45% non-promoter shareholding. An important barometer of corporate governance is the ability to attract high-quality global financial institutions to deploy capital in the shareholding of your company. We are pleased that global marquee names such as Nalanda Capital, Lighthouse Capital, Old Well Emerging Market Fund, DFA Dimension Fund, Singular India have validated Sera's business model and management team. Several prominent names in India, such as UTI Mutual Fund, DSP Mutual Fund, HDFC Life Insurance, L&T Mutual Fund, Invesco Mutual Fund, IDFC Mutual Fund, Bank of India AXA, are part of shareholder wealth creation for Sera. Of this, the new investors added during the year include Old Well Emerging Market Fund, along with increase in stakes by L&T Mutual Fund, UTI Mutual Fund, and Nalanda Capital. Dividend has been consistent and increasing over the years. As a percentage of PAT, it has remained stable between 17 and 18% for the last 5 years. There has been a consistent growth in net worth, rising from rupees 352 crores in financial year 2015 to rupees 773 crores in financial year 2020 due to accrual of profits. Even as the net worth more than doubled, we have maintained high return ratios. Of the net worth, rupees 230 crores is represented by cash and cash equivalents, which are invested in liquid funds, which provide an annual return of 5 to 6%. The aggregate return on capital employed and return on equity are 21% and 15% respectively. If we segregate the cash balance, the return on capital employed and return on equity from operating activities are much higher at 25.2% and 19.64% respectively in financial year 2020. This is lower than the prior year, largely due to the impact of the last 15 days of that financial year, which is traditionally a period of heightened business activity. We have listed out some of the core hidden strengths of your company. Number one, energy security. Our strategically located manufacturing facility enables lower gas costs as we procure gas from isolated wells from Gas Authority, which are at a discount to market-linked pricing. Second, over the years, we have realigned our costs to mirror revenues and have reduced fixed costs to about 20% of overall costs. 80% of the total costs are variable. Third, sanitary ware plant has significant capability to manufacture technologically advanced pieces for which the industry was traditionally dependent on Chinese imports. Fourth, on tap capacity. The vendor base has been developed for mass production. Any immediate requirement of capacity can be met through outsourcing partners. There is no need to significantly add capacity in the next few years. CapEx to remain within the current band of rupees 40 crores to rupees 55 crores. For financial year 21, it is rupees 21 crores. Some of the strengths across our business verticals. In sanitary ware, we have the largest plant for sanitary ware manufacture in India, established at legacy costs. Faucetware. Sera has managed to emerge as the second largest faucetware player, with revenues growing every year since inception. Sera uses brass ingots to manufacture the forged body of the faucet, and as a result, is able to offer a 15-year warranty on its faucetware products. Tiles. Sera did not pursue a capex-heavy strategy of creating in-house manufacturing. Sera's cost of procurement is lower than many tiles players or manufacturing costs. The market is evolving from low-cost soluble salt tiles to high-end GVT and double-charge tiles. Sera's two JVs are currently 100% dedicated towards GVT manufacture. Both the JVs account for less than one-third of tiles sales. Sera has never drifted away from its core offerings, as Sera has execution prowess to create many newer opportunities within sanitary ware and faucet ware. while undertaking any new business offerings, a rigorous risk management exercise is undertaken. We create world-class intellectual property based on design. Enough protocols have been put in place to protect Cera's intellectual property with outsourcing partners. We initially pursue the business offerings on an outsourced basis. Once the business becomes sizable and profitable, the board and shareholders collectively take a view on further investment of managerial time and resources. The company is very judicious before it takes a call to invest either financial capital or create manufacturing capacity or commit towards creation of fixed assets. Thank you for your attention. With this, I hand over the proceedings to Cera's company secretary, Mr. Hemal Sadiwala.
Thank you, Mr. Ayush Bagla. In compliance with the circulars issued by Ministry of Corporate Affairs, is an Action Board of India, the notice of 22nd AGM and annual report of the company for the financial year 2019-20 have been sent through electronic mode to those shareholders who have registered their email address with the depositories and with the company. The register of the members, register of the directors and key manager personally and their shareholding and other statutory register are available for the inspection electronically. With the permission of the member, we are taking as a read the notice of 22nd annual general meeting as circulated to the members of the company electronically. The auditor's report on the standalone and consolidated financial statements and the secretarial audit report of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2020 do not contain any qualification, reservation, adverse remark or disclaimer. Accordingly, the reports are not required to be read out as per the Companies Act 2013. Now I read the resolution proposed to be passed as set out in the notice of AGM. Resolution item number 1, to receive, consider and adopt the standalone and consolidated financial statements of the company for the year ended 31st March 2020 and the directors and auditors report thereon. Resolution item number 2, to consider the interim dividend on equity shares at Rs. 13 per share already paid as a final dividend for the financial year 2019-20. Resolution item number 3, to appoint a director in place of Mrs. Deepshikha Khaitan, who retired by rotation, being eligible, offer herself for reappointment. Resolution item number 4, to ratify the remuneration payable to KG Goel and Company, cost auditors. Resolution item number 5, appointment of Mrs. Deepshikha Khaitan as a joint managing director. Resolution item number 6, reappointment of Mr. Atul Sanghvi as an executive director and CEO. Now we move for the question answer. No shareholder has registered as a speaker for expressing their views and questions or queries. Now we go for the question received in the chat box. One of the questions received from one of the shareholders, Mr. Rajesh Javeria, has asked for the expansion plan and turnover projection of the company. I would request CEO sir to answer his question.
As I mentioned earlier, our focus will be to make more high value items in our factory, both in case of sanitaryware and faucetware. We have strategic tie-ups for OEM supplies where ample capacity is available for us. So our focus for in-house production will be more on automation. Regarding the second question, I'd like to mention that about 50 days have been lost in this year due to the pandemic. Even as on date, no one is sure when this will get over. However, our team is working hard with an aim that at least we end up this financial year with the same turnover which was there in the last year, that is 1209. And I believe that in this tough conditions, if we are able to achieve that, that will be satisfactory.
Thank you, sir. Next question received from Mohideen Ghani regarding the capex for the next 3 years. I would request Ayush Bangla, sir, executive director, to reply or answer these questions.
In the past, the capex has been between rupees 40 crores and 55 crores annually. This year, the number is rupees 21 crores. But going forward, that band of 40 to 55 crores is the best estimate. But at the same time, there is no need to substantially increase capacity anywhere. So a mix of investment in customer touch points, logistics and IT, and incremental expansion and investment in automation shall take place. So that's the best estimate we can make of the future. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Shareholders may at any time ask the question and raise their queries by email to Mr. Ayush Bagla or to the company secretary. Their email IDs are available at the website of the company. Now, moving towards the e-voting and results. The members, please note that cutoff date to determine eligibility to cast votes by electronic voting was 3rd September 2020. The remote e-voting facility was open for 3 days from 7th September 2020 to 9th September 2020 for all the shareholders, whether holding shares in physical form or dematerialized form. The members who are present in the AGM through video conference and had not cast their votes on a resolution through remote e-voting are eligible to vote their e-voting facility available during the AGM. This facility is now open for such members and will be available for next 15 minutes. Mr. Parikh Dave and Associate, Company Secretaries have been appointed as a scrutinizer to supervise the process of e-voting and e-voting during the AGM in fair and transparent manner. The result of the remote e-voting and e-voting during the AGM on all the resolutions as per the notice of 22nd AGM shall be announced after the receipt of scrutinizer's report within 48 hours from the conclusion of the meeting. The result will be available on the website of the company and will be submitted to the Stock Exchanges and Central Depository Services India Limited as per the relevant provision of the Companies Act 2030 and listing regulations. Since no other matters left to transact, I convey my sincere thanks to the directors, auditors, members of the company for sparing their valuable time for attending 22nd AGM of the company. With a vote of thanks to the chair, we are now concluding the meeting. Thank you, everyone.